Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Happy Tuesday! Welcome into Scalzo and Russ, presented by Michelob Ultra. I'm Ben Brust alongside, actually, in person, at the Gruber Lofts, this one called That's All Studio at the Avenue, Alex Strofe. What's up, Alex?
Hey, Benny. Thanks for lunch today. So generous of you. Great to see you in person. I'm fired up, buddy. Good to see you.
Scale of 1 out of 10, how did I do as a host?
I hate to admit this, and I know Joshy's going to hate hearing this. You get like a 9.5.
Where did I miss?
You left me alone for too long. You left me alone for like 2 hours. But other than that, man, great tour. And you dragged it out a little bit. It was like a 40-minute tour. I felt like the mayor of this building. I was shaking everybody's
hands. Maybe I should have him stop, because as soon as he says 40-minute tour, the Scalzo and Brust family is going to say, of course it was a 40-minute tour. Ben didn't want to work.
Well, of course, but... naturally, I thought, okay, he's going to be a little annoyed I'm here on such short notice.
No,
and he's just going to be like, yeah, figure it out, man. But that's not at all how it went. I was very impressed. And he bought me lunch. Cherry on top.
I was hoping he'd pick somewhere different, but he picked the most expensive restaurant in the Third Street Market Hall. But it's very good.
It was very good. But I must admit my mistake as well. So,
well, let's bring in our guy Tori Lowe. It is a Tori Lowe Tuesday here on Scalzo.
So good to see him.
T Lowe, what's going on?
Hey, look, I'm just excited to be in the building. We got.
Why? What do you mean excited? You're here every day. Do you mean excited to be on Scalzo and Brust?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course. You know, like I said.
So this is home. You got a show from 1 to 4 on 107
The Truth. I never got lunch.
Sorry about that.
Cousin Subs brought a lot of lunch for the Tori Lowe Community Cleanup.
Hey, oh, yeah, that's right. Definitely. Okay, well, I guess we did get
I
lunch.
Had nothing to do with that. Oh, so okay. I was trying to deflect.
You could have been behind it, you know.
Yeah, no, it's something I would take credit for if I could, but I couldn't there. 800-990-3776 is the ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line. I believe you can text us. You can try and call, Josh. What's going on?
The phone lines are down. You should be able to, the texts should come through still.
Cool. Text us. Try to call us if you please. 800-990-3776. As we mentioned, Tori Lowe here and Alex Strofe as well.
I met Alex at the awards.
Oh, the WBA.
Yes.
Look at you guys.
We both came home with some hardware.
I know. Tori, very proud.
Hey.
As you should be, Tori. As you should be.
So, Tori, the Bears fans and now the Bears players are already chirping you. I'm sure you haven't heard this yet, but this sound I need you to hear, because this is from a Bears captain, Justin Jones of the Chicago Bears. You may have never even heard of him, but he attacks you wearing that beautiful Green Bay Packers hoodie. Hoodies are in right now, I've noticed. It's like a quarter zip hoodie. He's speaking hoodies directly to you. Here is Justin
Jones.
What
he just said?
Your fans are really so I wanted to go back up there, and I wanted to play him, and I wanted to beat them, and I wanted him to be there so you can see it. But the fact that he's gone now, you know, I mean, it's cool. I guess it's better for him not to be here.
He said, Packer fans are crappy, the way that I can put that lightly.
Oh, wow.
There's more, Tori.
We're being attacked by Bear fans.
There's more.
I mean, man, like, just the way that they're just freaking obnoxious, just yelling and all that other stuff about things that don't even matter. Like, we're not even running a play, and you guys are talking about, boo, oh, yeah, go green. Like, what are you even talking about? Game hasn't even started yet. Like, what are we even talking about here? Like, you know, y'all, half of them don't even know football.
Wow.
I'm just watching you vehemently shake your head. I feel like you're about to rage out of that chair. You all right?
Let me tell you something about y'all Bears fans. You know, just because Aaron Rodgers is not around, that don't mean y'all get free reign. Y'all still got to go out and win a game.
How big is week one? Is it even bigger now?
It's huge. The rivalry with Chicago and the Packers is one of the oldest rivalries, and it's big. It's always huge, no matter what year it is. And I'm telling you, you got to earn that. You can't just be, look, they're so happy. that Aaron Rodgers is gone.
I mean, he was talking. He's mad Aaron Rodgers is gone because he wanted to beat Aaron Rodgers.
Come on now.
Which wouldn't have happened.
Look, everybody's talking that talk, but I'm going to tell you this. You know, I'm on the love. I'm with Jordan Love, and I believe that we're going to get that win at the beginning of the season.
That's the Torrey Lowe guarantee?
Well, I'm just
saying.
Or the
Torrey Lowe belief.
We got to beat the Bears. It's two teams that, look, I get harassed by Chicago Bear fans and Minnesota Viking fans.
But now you're being harassed by a defensive tackle with three sacks last year.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody like this, now they got cojones. Now they grew some cojones. Because now they think they're going to come and devour, you know, us as Packers. But I'm going to tell you right now, we're not rebuilding. We're reloading.
So that's an interesting question, a statement.
Do you truly believe that?
Well,
he does.
I'm just saying, we still got a good running game.
Yep.
I mean, we got some receivers that have had some experience now, and our defense is not that bad.
Well, we hope so. We hope the coordinator is
now.
Not bad.
Now, to Tori's point, what I will say is, and I was off the show when I believe you were filling in for me on last Thursday.
Yep.
Greg had talked about the Chicago Bears as a team that is ascending, but they are ascending from the absolute bottoms of the earth.
Right.
They were the number one pick in the draft that they traded back for a lot of different assets. They got DJ Moore, Justin Fields heading into his third year, but they still won three games last year.
Exactly.
I will say it is a little shocking for somebody who's a captain on the defense to come out swinging like that.
And take shots at us, at the fans?
And I am one who does not believe the Packers are going to have a great season next year. But I think I do believe that there is just too much between the Packers and Bears. And for all the beatdowns that the Packers have given the Bears over the last 10 to 20 years, that's strong coming from a 3-14 season.
That's very strong. That's why I say he came off too strong. Like a person that got a bunch of bad cologne on. You know, that's what I'm saying. You know, they might be a nice person, but hey, you're a little bit strong today. You know, you got too much cologne on. You got to calm down, you know. And I think that this makes it interesting.
Are you a one spray guy, two spray guy?
I'm about a four spray guy.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Tori.
Four sprays.
You got to smell good, baby.
No.
Yeah.
Where do you put the sprays?
Yes, come on.
Well, you know, you spray two sprays inside the shirt.
Okay.
And two sprays on the outside.
Oh, no. No.
That's a lot. That's an essential area.
One on the neck. Throw one on the wrist, rub them together, and then just a couple you walk through.
Okay,
like spray it in the air, walk through it like a second shower.
But
you got it. You got to do it in the pores, Tori.
Josh,
that's where you sweat the most.
On Twitter, at Skeleton on the Brush.
I agree.
What is the right amount of sprays of cologne a man should put on? Or whoever likes to use perfume, cologne, whatever you use, what is the right amount of sprays? And I would say 1, 2 to 3, 4 or more, right? Like, I can't even believe it. Josh, are you with me that 4 is obnoxious?
4 seems quite strong. I think 2's the max.
Two's the number.
Okay, no. Well,
nothing good with smelling good. Tell us, what are we doing?
Here's what we do. You take the cologne, you spray it on the neck and the shirt so it gets some skin, some shirt, and then one on the wrist together. That's it. That's all you need to do.
I never do the wrist.
Why not?
You spray the wrist, rub them together, and then just hit your neck.
Yeah, you could
With the same spray?
Yeah.
Oh no!
Are you one spray wrist? Rub it together, then rub it neck.
I do two. Rub them together. It's still wet.
I'm gonna come smell you during the next break.
I don't think Josh is wearing cologne to work.
I don't think I am today. No,
that's strange.
Wait, do you wear cologne to work?
I like sometimes, but it's not. It's definitely not an everyday thing.
But you don't wear cologne every single day?
No.
What about you?
Never.
Tori,
you gotta have some cologne on.
I wear cologne every day.
And you got to have some Altoids. you got to have it.
He's being dead serious.
Hey, you gotta,
the moment could call it.
Hey, somebody may talk. You may have ate something.
The Truth Studio out there is right. It's right out in front of the market hall. And I've seen a lot of ladies looking
right.
into your show.
And many times you got to be ready.
You just throw them the wink and pop in an Altoid.
So most people,
I'm telling you.
Most people, when they're on a date, they shake the keys and say, like, hey, you know, hey, do you want to come inside? Tori's like shaking the Altoid. Hey, do you want to come in?
No, well, really, you know, I'm telling you, like, once you eat dinner, you got to back up. You don't know. I mean, sometimes you might eat fish. You may have
garlic.
You may have onion. Garlic butter. You know, you might have to, you know, you know, reset a little bit with Altoid.
Altoid's just a mint, right? That's not gum?
It's just a mint, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a gum guy.
Well, either way, it serves the same sort of purpose I think we're all going for. I'm still fascinated by you guys using four sprays of cologne.
Gotta
smell like you're going through puberty in middle school.
Gotta smell now. Wait a minute. This is an Axe body spray.
It might be with
just
you.
Just a quick spray.
Right, and not even, and you don't press it all the way down. I don't do the full, like,
so you're,
wait,
yeah, mine is like, yeah, it's not the full squeeze.
It's not,
yeah, it's different. It's a difference when you go all the way down, because now you're getting a full blast.
I still think four is too hefty. Even
I think
with
two is once you walk up the stairs, it's gone.
Yeah, I guess
I'm with you on that.
I guess maybe the push of the spray matters. I'm two full like pushes.
Then that's four.
No, I'm pretty sure that's two, Tori. Scalzone Brust presented by Michelob Ultra. It is a Tory Load Tuesday here. Alex Strofe in for Cologne Greg math. Scalzo. Hey. 800-990-3776. What is the correct amount of cologne sprays or perfume sprays that you use? I guess I didn't know people wore cologne and perfume to work. I usually save
you
it for like a date or like a weekend thing.
Oh, cologne is only for dating?
Like even if it's not dating, like going like out, like a some sort of occasion.
I mean, I think cologne is like it's just you know, if you look good, you smell good, you feel good. It's like Deion Sanders. It's like, you know, you perform well.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that look good, feel good, play good. It didn't always work out, but it's something you can live by.
I mean, like I said, I mean, you know, I always say the confidence is in how you feel. You know, so but now I agree. If it gets over four.
I mean, you're basically over four with all the.
No, I do half sprays. I never push all the way down.
So, Tori, in passing, Josh DiMaggio saw you last week.
Right.
Where'd you find a zip line?
Oh wow, the zip lines is in Waukesha.
Okay. What'd you think?
Oh, I went zip lining this weekend. That's right. Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, that's right. You forgot.
Look, I mean, I tried to forget. I was tired.
You got tired?
No, it takes an hour to go through the obstacle course.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's an hour-long escapade?
Well, yeah, no. All right. You start at one, then you end at two, and then you can do the other one, and you go up every level. So
how
it's like
how many
you
levels?
Get higher. It's three levels.
How many did you do?
Two.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And the thing is, I mean, you're talking about somebody that don't want to be strapped to anything. You know what I mean? I don't want to be. You talking about strapping me to something? I'm out of here. You know.
But it went well for 2 hours.
I think that's a great fair statement. Does anybody really like to be strapped in?
That's what I'm
saying.
That
harness is uncomfortable.
Wear your seatbelt, folks. Wear your seatbelt.
Yes, for those driving in your cars.
Wear your seatbelt.
That is the one time I strap in.
Yeah. Well, you know, the seatbelt is. You know, it's unspoken.
So was this like a life-changing event for you? Was it kind of just another Saturday
was,
in the world?
Because you got
Tory
these little, look, you got these obstacles now. It's not just the zip line.
Okay.
You got to go through these different levels of obstacles. Like, you know, these things are like kind of going from tree to tree. Like, so one, you got to, it's like different.
Is this indoors or outdoors?
This is outdoors.
Tory Lowe, our resident environmental
explorer. Yeah, he's a nature
explorer.
Guy. He's a nature guy.
I was with Elizabeth Brown, one of the community organizers in the community, and she believed in hugging trees. While we was up there on the platform, she made me hug a tree. I was like, what?
Elizabeth Brown, can you please send any pictures of Tory Lowe hugging a tree to 800-990-3776?
She's like, hug the tree. It's a part of nature.
You were strapped in with a tree, huh, Tory?
Look, I was already strapped on to you know, because you had to have the clamps. And every time you move, you got to lock the clamps in to the wire.
Were you hugging the tree because you were scared?
I was hugging the tree. It helped me out because when she told me to hug the tree, I didn't have to appear scared. I appeared like I was hugging the tree.
So skydiving's next.
I don't know if I can make it through the skydiving, but I'll try it. I think we should all go.
Scalzo, Brust, DiMaggio, Tory Lowe.
I'm jumping out of zero planes.
Oh,
right.
Come on,
not
Josh.
Happening.
Why not?
Because
I'm
it's
with
jumping
you,
out of a plane.
Yeah, no. No chance I ever do that. I would go ziplining with Tory Lowe, then.
No, no,
right.
No.
What happens if you got to go to the bathroom? They're in ziplining. What happens if you got to go potty?
If you got to go potty,
find a spot.
Well, like I said, the way they got it strapped on, you can go potty. But if you're up on the top level, now look, what encouraged me to keep going.
Don't look down.
It was some kids in front of me.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, the kids are
It was personal.
Yeah, that's, it was very personal.
That's
yeah.
like when there's turbulence in the air and the flight attendants are cool, so you're cool. So you saw the kids, you're like, kids can do this, I can do this.
I was like, I'm about to break my neck. Then next thing I saw some kids, I was like, oh, you know what? They encouraged me. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this.
Did you thank them afterwards?
No, they was way ahead. They was way ahead.
Say, hey, thank you for helping me get through this.
I was way in the back. They was way far gone. By the time I got off the course, they was at McDonald's somewhere. They was gone. I took my slow time.
So, Tori, your last message before we let you go to Bears fans.
Bears fans, we're going to see you at the first game of the year. Be ready. I'm bringing the popcorn. I'm bringing the soda. I'm bringing the cheese head. I'm bringing the vibrations. And I think that we're going to win.
Early lines have Bears minus 2.5, I believe. Or was it Packers minus? No, it was Bears minus 2.5 at home. I remember we got the look-ahead line. So the Packers are underdogs in the week one game.
Right.
Hilarious.
It's hilarious.
There could be value.
Jordan loves throwing four touchdowns.
Josh, did old Tori
Jordan
here give you a song?
Runs wild on the Bears.
No song today, Tori?
You know what? I think I'm still thrown off from ziplining.
I was going to say,
happy that I'm still alive from ziplining.
We are too.
And I kind of missed the...
We'll play some tree hugging song, coming up next for you, Tori, all right?
That's what's up. And like I said, hey, if you ever feel like you're lonely, hug a tree.
There it is. Tori Lowe on a Tori Lowe Tuesday. Thank you, as always, for joining
us.
That's
great advice.
Hey, God bless you. Hey.
Jordan
Love.
Let's
go, Pat.
Jordan Love making throws, Tori. He's making throws that made Packers media say, wow. We will talk about that next and more on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
At Scalzo and Brust, check out the Long Island Laser, courtesy of our intern who put that together. I'm not sure he's the best graphic designer.
Yeah, it's not exactly Mozart. Why are you shocked?
Because he makes music.
Scalzo and Brust, available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
Thanks, as always, to Tori Lowe. You can catch him on 101.7 The Truth from 1 to 4. You can also catch him here on Scalzo and Brust every Tuesday to start the show. If you missed that appearance, one not to miss, go to WisconsinOnDemand.com. This is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra. I'm Ben Brust with an in-person Alex Stroh, who made the trek from Madison to Milwaukee. Josh DiMaggio running the show. Stroh, you should know this. Who we got on the other side?
Colin Russo
on the other side helping us out. Yeah, I'm still loving the early results on Twitter at @ScalzoneBrust, the correct amount of sprays of cologne. So far, nobody has put four or more sprays in early 60 votes in.
Because
so
I haven't voted yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, you and Tori can be the one and two for weirdos of four or
Are
more sprays.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
have
a lot
I
of
always
sprays.
Been doing that wrong?
Yes.
I would say probably. I'm probably more the three or four range.
No, there's no backtracking now.
I'm
don't
definitely
backtrack.
Not two. I'm definitely more than two.
That's what I'm saying. You're four.
I take pride in smelling good, Ben. I don't understand how anybody has an issue with that. Because I've only been told once or twice when I've made the switch on colognes that maybe I've gone a little overboard. Maybe one's more potent than the previous. And maybe I, am used to the previous amount of sprays. But when I figure out a new cologne, it's probably somewhere in that 3, 4, 5 spray range.
Five? We're up to five
potentially, spot? If it's not a very potent, doesn't catch the nose right away cologne, you need to smell good. And Tori's right. Deion Sanderson. You look good, you feel good, you smell good, you play good. And that's how I feel right now.
Luckily, you have a girlfriend. Hopefully, I'd love to get her opinion on your amount of cologne.
She thinks I smell great.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that I've learned that I think that my girlfriend loves or likes about me that... It's just told because they want you to feel good.
No, that's like your chili thing we talked about a little bit yesterday. She told you you're the best chili ever.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that's one
you
of them.
Smelling
me
good
smelling
from five
good,
sprays of cologne.
But me
is a
smelling
weird
good
thing.
Is one of the reasons she liked me in the first place, Ben. If I smelled like crap, you think
is
we're
that
dating?
A good reason?
You think
cool?
You think we're canoodling at the end of the day if I don't smell good?
I don't know. I don't want to know about your canoodling habits.
You brought it up.
Let me just leave it there. Earlier today, Packers mandatory minicamps underway. One of Jason Wilde's storylines, as we talked to him yesterday, I believe. Yeah, yesterday's Monday. Only Tuesday today.
You got it, bud.
Take it easy. You know, brains feels like it's Wednesday. Sometimes you just got to recalibrate. Sometimes Greg says happy Wednesday when it's Friday.
Been that kind of a week for you?
Already, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't feel, it's okay. I'm just saying it's part of the process. All I was trying to get to is Jason Wilde talked about how he's looking forward to seeing in mandatory mini camps what it's like for Jordan Love not going against fourth, fifth string cornerbacks that likely won't be on the team to start the season, with Jair Alexander reporting to mandatory mini camps, Rasul Douglas, those names of the likes, what Jordan Love will be like. And one thing that everyone has pointed to when it comes to Jordan Love and how good he's going to be is the amount of times that Jason Wilde has joined all of our different programs across ESPN Wisconsin, and even just through Packers Twitter, there hasn't been a lot of buzz of Jordan Love and the throws that he's made. Obviously, the wobbling when he's rolling to his left has been made more of a story than like actual positive things. Mm-hmm. But this is something that will excite Packer fans. I'm going to do a Jason Wilde on Jason Wilde reading on the radio. Jason Wilde on Twitter: my first audible sideline wow of the offseason about a Jordan Love throw. Packers new QB1 with a perfect on target in stride deep ball down the left sideline to Christian Watson, who got behind two-time second team all-pro cornerback Jair Alexander. A much deserved wow. So there's two wows in that tweet, both all capitalized, and Jason was not the only Packers beat writer to take notice. Many of them had very similar things to say about that throw to Christian Watson. What is your takeaway of that?
It's an exciting time. It's the new era. This is the first big moment of the new era, Ben. Look, we have speculated, we have questioned, we have wondered, what is love? Pun intended. And we just don't know yet, right? But when you have moments, and we haven't had moments yet with Jordan Love, not even this offseason, but every offseason, every preseason, there's only been few moments where we've really said, oh, that was pretty solid. Hopefully that translates. But this is the first moment with Jordan Love as the guy on this team where it's, hey, that's a moment. That's something noteworthy. That is worthwhile. And if this translates, this guy can be good. So this is the good news. This is the first moment. I have zero negative takeaways from this.
That's funny because I see it a little bit differently.
I figured.
The fact that everybody is all excited in Jordan Love's wow throw is coming in his fourth year right now. And let's be honest, this isn't the first time he's ever worked with the ones. He's had opportunities in the offseason with Aaron Rodgers not being around. He's been, especially mandatory minicamps the last 2 years, he's been in this position before. It is growth. But it doesn't concern you at all that the wow moment is coming unanimously for the first time this offseason?
No, it doesn't worry me. Look, because I think you have to also understand everybody around him, right? Jordan Love is part of an 11-man crew on that offense. And the wide receiver room in which he works with is incredibly inexperienced. I know Torrey, who we were just talking to, is very excited about this group. I'm not so excited about this group. When you have by far the youngest wide receiver room in the league, and I think it's like an average of 3 years in age, youngest wide receiver group in the NFL, you're the only team with no wide receivers with at least 3 or 4 years of experience on your team. Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs, again, the most experienced guys in that room, they just finished their rookie years. So I think you have to understand the guys he's working with on the ones are still getting a grip of this playbook and this system. So I'm not going to fully put the blame on that because it's about the throw. It's about the mechanics. It's about the throw that Jordan Love is making. But no, I'm not going to overreact too much, at least in a negative direction, about his first great throw being on June 13th. I imagine there will be plenty more to come in the last week of July and into August.
On Twitter, you will not be able to find video. I believe during the 11-on-11, the media is not allowed to have video.
Can they shoot any during mandatory minicamp?
Yeah. I saw clips all day long, okay. But just not during the 11-on-11. So I was just going to say, I would have loved to have seen it.
Me
just because it would be fun to put almost what feels like, I know it was on the right side of the field, but the first play of the Packers season against the Vikings was was Christian Watson, Aaron Rodgers, and he dropped it right in the breadbasket.
Hey, at least Watson caught this one, right? But I will say this, when you look at this moment, right, it's mandatory minicamp. They're not even wearing pads. This is the potential, though, this play that we're referring to, the wow moment, right? This is the potential the Packers drafted him for. We've seen some of these flashes, maybe not to this level, because Wilde threw two capitalized wows in this tweet, but we've seen some throws last preseason and even in training camp where we're like, yeah, if that translates, he'll be very good. I think we're a little bit wrong when it comes to, hey, Jordan Love's never made a really good throw, right? Like, he has, but this is the first moment of him as the guy. The microscope has never been locked in on Love as much as it is this offseason, as it is right now. So this is prove it time, right? This is go time. You need to show you're able to do it now. And while the first time is on June 13th, you still got a lot of time for those moments to become more regular.
I will say this. I mean, like, Jason would join all of our shows and give his assessment from what he views in practice. And I don't think that he would just tweet this to stir a buzz, because it was not just Jason. It was Domofsky, Schneidman, all of the Packers beat talking about that throw as the throw. Now, the good news is that's a throw to Christian Watson, and one way we know Christian Watson can go, and that's go. Just go, Christian Watson, go, and if you can put him in space and he'll catch, he'll get to the end zone. We've seen that. I'm excited to see if we can get some wow throws in the red zone, like some of those 2-minute drill situations. That would be the next progression for me, is what I'm looking for. It's a win. I still think it's a little concerning it came this late in the process. But in terms of what the Packers are building for, which is an offense that is young, you mentioned Dobbs, Watson, then the bunch of the rookies, you have rookie tight ends. How they can develop together is going to be important.
When you say this late in the process, are you referring to strictly this year, because we had the voluntary OTAs?
I mean, the last four years. Look, he's like, whether he's gotten game reps or not, he's been with the Packers long enough that over the last 3.5, I say 3.5 just because of that COVID year, he didn't get as much time. Basically, he didn't practice that year. In the offseason. So, like, it's a little bit more limited, but still, you'd like to have heard this a little bit sooner. It would have made Packer fans a little bit more comfortable around the conversations of moving on from Aaron Rodgers, but now it's just even feeling even better for those.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I go back to the fact that this guy is even under more of a microscope than he's ever been, right? He always was, because he was a first-round pick they traded up for, and he was questionable, right? He wasn't viewed as a Trevor Lawrence or a Joe Burrow-type prospect. He was a project. And now you finally have him as the guy. I don't think this is necessarily the first time we've seen a throw and said, wow, that was good. But this might be one of the first times he's had a throw in practice with no shoulder pads where we've said, wow, that was perfect.
800-990-3776, the ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line. That's how you can get into the show. Your reaction to the wow moment from Jordan Love today in mandatory mini camps. But I do got to give a shout out to my wow moment this morning, Josh. You get the cool button ready. 275.
Cool.
Didn't even bench that in college. Very proud. My guy, Maddie, at the Princeton Club, we're getting after it. I got basketball Monday, workout Tuesday, basketball Wednesday, workout Thursday. We are getting after it this summer. We're finding my better tomorrow, and you can find your better tomorrow at the Princeton Club. Gosh, it felt good. I felt like I was at the combine repping 25 reps of 225. That didn't happen, but I'm just saying what it felt like for me. Find your better tomorrow with free childcare with your membership. The cleanest health clubs in Wisconsin. It doesn't get any better than the Madison West, Madison East. You got Fitchburg, all the express locations, plus New Berlin in the Milwaukee area. Join the Princeton Club for a better tomorrow. Nikola Jokic, NBA champion. Funny or not funny? I know where Josh lands. We'll hit on that next in 1 or 0.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Ben, do you believe in the moon landing?
I know what the moon landing is.
Why did you look at me like that was a trick question?
Because it is.
What the hell?
Hold on. Stop. What's
stop.
Okay, everybody shut up.
Take a breath.
What's the trick?
The moon landing is when you're in a men's locker room and your butts touch each other.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
I don't need the pills you take. Just feel the spirit moving.
Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra. I'm Ben Brust alongside in person, Alex Strofe, who came from Madison. Thanks for taking the trek. Alex, Josh DiMaggio, running the show, 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-ESPN is the number to get involved in the show. Also on Twitter, at Scalzone Bruss, we found out that Tory Lowe, on a Tory Lowe Tuesday, Tory Lowe 1-4 on 101.7 The Truth, and Alex Strofe both use 4 or more sprays of cologne when they put it on, which is just insane. Nearing 200 votes, only 4% of the people have 4 or more sprays. Like, it was one of those moments, Josh, where I felt like I was Greg and you were you,
yeah,
and I was saying something obnoxiously wrong, and I actually was like, okay, now what if I know what it feels like?
You were in a room with a bunch of loonies.
Yes.
Isn't that idiotic? No, this really isn't.
It really is. The poll shows it.
Can you,
Josh, and I show it?
You've mentioned my smell today 0 times, so it's not like it's overpowering. Fair point, isn't it?
No.
Got you there.
We were getting lunch and
you smelled it?
I could barely eat my sandwich.
He's so full of it. It's unbelievable.
I was eating cologne with a deluxe sub.
To me, wearing too much cologne is just as bad as having body odor. When you get into like an elevator taste it from the person who was either in there previously or joined you in there, it's just as bad.
I'd rather drink cologne than smell body odor.
Drink it.
Yeah, I'd rather drink cologne than smell body odor. You heard me.
Let's play some 1 or 0. Holy
cow.
Are you
a 1 or 0?
You like smelling BO?
That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a 1 or a 0.
He is Alex Strofe using too much cologne. I'm Ben Brust. We are contestants for 1 or 0. Josh is going to give us a question. We're going to have to say 1 for yes, 0 for no. There is no gray area. J-Dog, take it away.
Strofe, have you noticed that you've had to curtail your cologne usage after you stopped eating so much Strofe beef and you weren't just emanating roast beef from your pores?
It's really funny you say that.
What an awful mix. So roast beef and cologne.
We got lunch in a sandwich shop today.
Uh-huh.
And the number 4 was a roast beef sandwich.
Dude, the roast beef there is amazing. How come I didn't make them get
it? It is hailed as a great roast beef.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. I had a great sub, though, I'll tell you what. But I was staring at that roast beef, and I was like, I just know this will be brought up on the show if I get it. And I am sick of being bullied by Joshy over my roast beef enjoyment.
That's fair.
It's a child's order.
Last night, despite winning his first NBA championship and finals MVP, Nikola Jokic seemed unenthused by the whole thing, talking about how he was just excited to go home. 1 or 0, Jokic was unlikable yesterday.
One, he's trying to do this thing where he's like above like a champion, like he's above it all. And I love him as a player. But the whole, like, acting nonchalant about it.
It felt like a shtick.
Yeah, like, it did. It felt forced. It didn't feel real. It was trying to be like, oh, I was picked second to last in the All-Star game. Look how cool I am winning the championship. It's like, you work your entire offseason. You guys have not won a championship in the Denver Nuggets franchise history. And you acted like it was just, like, another day. It's like, it's okay to work hard for something, and when you get your goal, enjoy it and show enjoyment.
The
Michael Jordan was crying on trophy. Like,
right.
It meant seeing emotion out of athletes humanizes them, and it's amazing. When Giannis sat down in the chair when they won in 2021, and he just looked up and like felt the emotion when he thanked Chris, they finally did it. Like, that was awesome.
Good impression.
The only thing that was cool was the throw into the pool, but like show some emotion when like you're being interviewed, when you're like on stage. Have some fun, dude.
The champagne spray, like, what are you doing?
That
there?
Was so weak. But I think that's what made it so funny.
It's an act.
No, I'm with you, Josh.
It felt contrived.
I am with you.
That's what made it so funny to me. It's a complete 0 here.
Yeah,
look,
dumb brain stroke. I mean, but it's kind of fun to be on his side.
He's Serbian. He treats it like a 9-to-5. He wants to go home to his horses. He probably is sick of being here because it's 2 months later than he's been here any of the other years. He left the NBA Finals trophy on the stage. Let's not act like this was a shtick. This was real for Nikola Jokic. How could he be unlikable? He just put up some of the most absurd postseason stats.
This has nothing to do with him as a player.
The question was, Jokic was unlikable yesterday, 1 or 0. The answer, 0.
I don't give a damn. He doesn't give a damn about your opinion. He doesn't give a damn about who didn't vote for him for MVP.
He does. He wouldn't act like that if he did.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're
he does a lot.
You're both nuts.
He doesn't. He's doing the most right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He did the most. And guess what happened? He won the NBA Finals in
you're
five
fixated
games.
On the basketball part. We're literally right. we are merely talking about.
I will say the one part that was unlikable is the champagne thing. That was such a weak effort. But other than that, what did he say after the game? He said, "The job is done. It's time to go home." I love that. I love that. It's like. Who? What movie is that? Liam Neeson and Taken?
Sure.
I have a certain set of skills.
Yeah,
I'll find you and I will kill you.
It's a fun movie.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie. It's not a fun movie.
I don't
it's
need
great
him
movie.
To be over the top theatrical, but like.
That's what it seems like.
Crack a smile, man.
He did.
Enjoy yourself a little
he
bit.
He cracked some smiles.
I want to go
home. The
fact
that you're saying crack a smile.
Right.
Like he wasn't smiling. You're asking him to crack a smile.
Did you see what he looked like when his brother threw him up in the air? That big giant? Nikola Jokic is super likable, and I thought he was even more likable yesterday.
I now have a blood feud with him, and I'm going to root against him for the rest of his career.
How about Jamal Murray, though? Jamal Murray was
terrific. He's a fun guy.
He's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. You know what he did, Josh?
Showed emotion.
Yeah.
Made himself likable.
Yep, exactly.
So did Nikola Jokic. That's crazy.
Today, Adrian Amos became another Aaron Rodgers teammate to join the Jets, along with Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, Billy Turner, and Tim Boyle. 1-0. Aaron Rodgers' teammates have made the Jets better.
Ooh. I'm going to go with a 0 because I think it's a net neutral now. I think adding Adrian Amos is like a bot. Like he's going to start and he's going to play. Lazard's going to start and play. Billy Turner, I don't like he's a swing tackle. Like he's getting older. But like Cobb's going to be a nothing burger. So like it's a net neutral for me. I guess, you know what? I'm going to say 1, because if Aaron Rodgers is happy, the Jets are like, feel good, smell good, as you would say, with sprays of cologne, you know, play good. I think I'm going to go with 1 here, even though the play was probably net neutral.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I would say 1. I pretty much use the same reasoning. Look, the positive ads are Amos, Lazard, and Turner. The neutral or negative ads are Cobb and Boyle. So
Boyle doesn't count.
If 60% of the ads, well, he's a former Aaron Rodgers teammate. He's a fart. So, yeah, 60% of them work.
Are we sure Adrian Amos is like, I mean, he wasn't good last year.
Wasn't good last year, but like.
He's consistent, though. Like, yeah. Darnell Savage was the worst safety on Packers.
The most unathletic person at ESPN Wisconsin, Josh, is Alex Stroff.
Excuse me?
Darnell Savage would have made Alex Stroff look like a third team all defensive player.
I don't think I'm the least athletic person at ESPN Wisconsin. Have you met Jesse Nelson?
Yeah, and I've seen you swing a golf club. You whiffed 8 times.
You did
golf?
Octa-whiff.
It's literally hand-eye coordination.
That was good, Joshy. I don't think golf is a good indication of your athleticism.
I think it can cue you into...
We got tennis courts here, right?
So,
let's go play some tennis.
I have a feeling, Josh, if we
tennis.
Threw a baseball at Stroff, you think he'd make contact?
Yes, I would.
Oh, I'd strike him out with 3 pitches. Once I bring out Uncle Charlie, he's going to be spanning like none other.
Mr. Charlie told you so.
On Twitter earlier today, Jason Wilde tweeted that he saw his first wall throw from Jordan Love this offseason with a perfect in-stride deep ball to Christian Watson, who had beat Jair Alexander. 1-0. Jordan Love will have more reported wall throws this offseason.
1. I think we're going to get wall throw happy is what's going to happen. I think Packers media really enjoyed this throw. It was a big moment. But I think now, because it's garnering a lot of attention, let's just be honest, the way you drive attention is driving positive things about the Green Bay Packers, because this entire state loves the Green Bay Packers and they follow them for the Packers, that I think we're going to get a little slap happy with these wow throws.
See, this is why I trust Jason Wilde, because I don't think he'll abuse it. I don't think he'll abuse the term wow.
They all like their impressions and
I know
likes
they
and
do,
clicks,
but
even
I,
if they say they don't.
Yeah, that's a fair point. But I trust Jason. I trust his judgment. He's seen enough quarterback play over his tenure covering the Packers. I think the answer is 1. Because I trust Jordan Love. I have faith in Jordan Love. I think he's going to be the guy. And I think it's going to be 1. I'm excited, man. This is just chapter 1 of chapter of 800 chapters this offseason of Jordan Love. Going to be the man.
Josh, you got to admit, he's so cute, isn't he?
Thanks. He still contains the boyish fanhood
it's,
and like homerism It's unbelievable. I commend you for
it. I bet you it was an amazing throw, but seeing him blush in front of me is amazing.
You know what we actually are underplaying
here? He's got the Jonathan Brust in him. The same way that my brother thinks the Bears are going to win 10 games, Strof has that for one throw in mini camps for Love.
You have no faith in Jordan Love. You're hanging out with Joshie too much. You went to this Grateful Dead concert.
Josh is not anti-Jordan Love.
But Joshie's anti-Packers these days, right?
What?
You hear all the crap he throws on Aaron Rodgers and Goody and everybody else. I think you've been hanging out with Joshie too much. You need to look at me in the eyes real quick. Stop looking away from me. You and I need to create a pact to understand that we are Packers fans in this room, all right? And we have faith in our guy.
I bet Jesse Nelson the Packers were going to less than eight games. So.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah, I knew I'd put that one to rest really quick. And also what I'm going to put to rest is Mark Tauscher. He's a big grump right now. Old T's a little grumpy, I think. Benny Brewers comes out next segment because Old T and Dunzo the Clown, Jesse Nelson, declared the Brewers dead. They're not dead, and I'm going to make a bet with Mark Tauscher next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Are we done?
Yes.
Yep. Moving on.
Aaron Rodgers did talk earlier today. Oh, Josh!
Come on now!
Josh,
you hound dog, you!
Grind on time.
All right. What do we... Come on!
Ain't ever gonna happen, ain't no friend of mine.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
All gone up like a set.
By Michelob Ultra. And there is a common misbelief that you have to make it further. You need to push yourself and that you need to give up any joy to continue with your rigid routine. The one thing that I will say about Nikola Jokic is I did see him enjoying a Michelob Ultra. That was his only win after winning the NBA championship. He was great on the court, but just an absolute buzzkill off the court until I saw him drinking a nice Michelob Ultra. My Michelob Ultra golf bag. So many compliments at the Pro-Am that I played on Thursday.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Probably deservedly so. And, gosh, was I sucking down some Mick Ultras Thursday, Friday. It was a good off Thursday, Friday for your boy Ben. Joshie and I shared a couple together at Dead & Company. But again, it's essential to living an exceptional life. So Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Remember, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Old T Mark Tauscher from Wilde and Tausch started yesterday's show ranting about a sweep against the Oakland A's the Oakland A's sweep the Brewers. And he and Dunzo the Clown, Jesse Nelson, put the Brewers season to rest. And he had this to say about me not betting the Brewers.
Yeah, Ben, I feel fairly confident Ben's not putting $5 down on the Brewers to make the playoffs. Feel very confident in that. So all of that other stuff is cute and kitschy, but it's all bluster, which is fine. I mean, I understand. You have to sometimes push back. And again, the only reason that I and Dunzo and Jesse all kind of feel the same way is this offense hadn't been very good. And they just lost to one of the worst teams in the history of Major League Baseball. They got swept at home.
So there's part one. We'll get to part two in a second here. And I just want to start with one thing. Tausch is jumping the gun here big time on a lot of things. First and foremost, Strof, thanks to a cool stat thing that I had found out earlier today.
You're welcome.
I knew that they were well in this category. And it does play to a little bit of Tausch's argument. I understand. The Brewers are 30-5. 30-5 when scoring four or more runs. They played 66 games. So that's over half the time they played games, they are scoring more than four or more runs. Now, their run differential stinks. They've been blown out a couple of games, which you can actually point to is not the offense, that's pitching. So we look to the run differential. They've had some extreme blowouts. But another thing I want to say to Old T, Milwaukee has a 13-16 record against teams with losing records. They are five games over 500, 21-16 against teams with a 500 record or better. So they beat good teams. And I think Old T needs to calm down about June. So play the next clip, Josh, from Moldy and Tausch, because they are both clowns. Dunzo's the clowns.
Are you willing to put $100 down that they will not make the playoffs?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yep. Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Hey, they're still in the playoffs, right? Somebody will have to look at that, but yeah. As we're sitting here right now, we'd probably be getting better money or better odds on our money if we took that they wouldn't. Just how I feel.
Yeah.
And I hope I'm wrong.
Sophia Minard's going to
well spent.
So Jesse Nelson is Tausch's parrot, so I'm not betting Jesse Nelson. I want nothing to do with him. I am officially putting on record, if Tausch is real like the audio says it is, I would like to bet him $100 that the Brewers make the playoffs. Because famously, Josh DiMaggio, Baseball Prospectus, still an 80% chance for them to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to trust Baseball Prospectus and Benny Baseball, as you guys all know. I've been watching a lot of Brewers games this summer. I really have been. Walking the dog, playing a uke on the phone while I'm walking the dog. That's a great idea for any of you dog walkers out there. Strofe, which side are you on here?
I'm Team Benny for once, but I have two takeaways from the two audio clips we just heard. From number one in the second clip, you can just tell how silly Jason Wilde finds this conversation. You can just hear him go, okay.
On betting, he's not better.
Okay, no.
No, I think he's just, they're overreacting.
They're overreacting.
Yeah, okay, then it's June 13th. Jason go back at Dunzo and Tauscho.
It's June 13th. The other thing is, the first clip we heard from, Tauscho said, I bet Ben wouldn't bet $5. Cut the clip right there.
Yeah, right.
What? Ben Brust would bet $5 on the next time I stood up from the chair I'm sitting in.
Yeah, actually, I made that $5 bet with Josh while you're talking right now.
Exactly, right? Like, if he adds a couple zeros, then maybe he has a case. But I don't know that there's much you wouldn't bet $5 on.
So, Old T is scheduled to join us tomorrow on Scalzone Brust. We will officially tie, a bet together with this, $100 that the Brewers make the playoffs. Now that I actually threw some stats at him and he can know exactly what's going on with this team, he might reconsider because he's Johnny Hedge, as we all know. Tausch likes to, stay strong. Who would have known that I would have been Mr. Wisconsin? That I would be supporting the Brewers and getting behind the state and the Brewers team that needs our support right now, as they're in a little bit of funk right now. It's ebbs and flows, Joshy. It's baseball,
not
baby.
Ebbs and flows.
Ebbs and flows.
Is that Benny Box score, Joshy? Him just rattling off stats?
No, I've watched enough.
I mean, we actually did some research.
Rowdy's
today.
In a drought. Willie's in a drought.
It's a step past Benny Box score, right?
For whatever reason, whenever Ben talks baseball, ebbs and flows is just in the front of his mind.
It's a bit at this point. I have to say, if I talk baseball, it's not talking baseball unless you say the word ebbs and flows.
You've got 4 months, or what, like 3.5 months of the season left.
You
I
don't understand
the
mean more when you're talking baseball, too.
Good call.
A good one.
Rowdy's got to regress back to his average. Uh-huh. Willie's got to regress back to his. Let's start hitting the ball again. Yeah, I got to add that in with ebbs and flows. Regression and ebbs and flows. Baseball terms I
wouldn't
must
that be
use
progress?
No, you can, I've been through this many
you
times.
Can regress
you can,
forward?
You can regress forward if that's where your mean is.
Is that real?
He is correct.
Yeah. Wow. It's one that from a shooting percentage perspective, I always knew about regression for my statistics there.
I always thought regression was bad.
And one thing I never regressed to ever, I just continued to degress. I know I'm using that wrong there as a joke. Is my Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust scores. I got wiped clean. Three last week out of 15. And for the first time ever in Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust history, a 15 out of 15. So, caller 10, Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, presented by Water Joe. You win two packs of Water Joe, 18 packs, and some swag pack. Yeah, baby. 800-990-3776. Two packs of 18 bottles and some swag from Water Joe. 800-990-3776. Our phones don't work.
Yeah, I just brought that up.
We were just discussing that.
Let's find out.
So what if we do this? What if we take the first 10 texters and call out?
I don't know if outboard calls works. Let me try that. It's
quite a pickle.
This is a doozy.
Text 800-990-3776 for your chance to be an Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust. Just say you want to face me, and we'll try to call you if you're the lucky winner. Texter 10, 800-990-3776. Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Next in 2 minutes.